We just went down a John Gruden rabbit hole. I did not know he coached at the University of Pittsburgh.
Sure did.
1991, the last stop he had in college before going to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So he used it as a springboard. He now coaches, because he got canceled and tossed out of the league, he coaches in the European League of Football, the Siemens Milano. It's in Milan, Italy. European League of Football.
So he lives in Italy?
Milano.
No, he's probably coaching remote.
He's an advisor, yeah.
He coaches remote. He ain't coaching. He's doing. Coaching he's got too Zoom. Much content out there.
It has him listed as an advisor. Yeah, the content's great.
Oh, he's the best. I mean, he's
a freak.
I miss him on Monday Night Football.
Me too.
I mean,
he's good.
Side note, I was Aikman had me a little bit lost on Monday night.
I thought he was terrible.
That's what he said too.
I think I did agree with him to some degree about the motion? Illegal shift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a motion.
Right.
Like that's what they I was got saying. They got lucky on that one.
So I think letter of the law, okay, you can call it.
You have to get set and then motion. I think he broke the huddle, never got set and then moved.
Yeah.
But like
you don't see that
it
call
wasn't because
time.
He didn't stop at the end of the play and before the ball snapped. It was because something he did when he broke the huddle.
Mm-hmm. He wouldn't shut up about it.
Oh my gosh.
And he was just going on and on and on. A couple of other things, too. He was out to lunch. But let's talk about this Pitt matchup. On the road, SMU. Should be a lot of Pitt fans there, from what I'm seeing on the social media. Pitt, a 7.5-point underdog. Pat Narduzzi says last night that Eli Holstein is cleared to go. So Eli Holstein will be Pitt's starting quarterback in this game. And yet, this morning, still, 7.5-point underdog. What am I missing, guys? Like, what do they know that we don't know, or what's going on here?
I mean, we've talked about this for the past couple of days, and Pat, I asked you offline, like, what is the deal here? I can't figure it out. I have no idea.
No, I don't. I mean, I will say this: SMU plays really good at home. They save for the BYU game. They've won. Double-digit home conference games in a row. It's been a place they've been successful, particularly under Rhett Lashley. They're coming off a game they should have lost against Duke. I mean, they turned the ball over 6 times in the game and won. Duke missed 2 field goals and an extra point in the game. And so that's fluky. You think they're going to come back and play better. Pitt's coming off a game where they won by a decided margin as a result of forcing 5 turnovers. So are the odds makers saying, hey, something's got to normalize here and we're going to favor the home team? I don't know. I don't know those people. I don't know how they think. Both quarterbacks were questionable at best, to put it, you know, the way the coaches have. Sounds like, obviously, Jennings is going to go and Eli Holstein is going to play. So I will say this, man. I mean, just looking at this is the best team Pitt's played to this point. I mean, I said that about Cal. I felt that way then. This team's better. They're better on offense. They're more consistent. They've got 17 transfers in the 2-deep on offense and 18 transfers in the 2-deep on defense. And these are the schools, right? It's Miami, Arkansas, Miami, Georgia, Oklahoma. You know, it's not like
blue bloods we're talking.
Right. So they're getting guys on the rebound that either are from the Southeast and went to a different area or from Texas and went to a different school. And they've got a lot of money with which to work at SMU. I mean, they've got a decent payroll. So this will be, I think this game. I thought the Carolina game, Carolina probably had more talent than Pitt. They looked the part more than Pitt. That was the one game I felt like that. Okay, there's a disparity here, and Pitt was able to win, obviously pretty handily. This game, I think SMU has more talent. Are they a better team? I don't think so. I think they're very evenly matched. I think Clemson obviously will have superior talent in some areas, and then Louisville will have a lot of talent. But when you look at them on paper, man, like this SMU team, they're a Power 4 team. I mean, they've got really good talent at every position. The only position they really don't have transfers at is quarterback. That's the only one.
I look at you mentioned what they've done at home, their only loss against BYU. BYU, obviously, a really good football team. Another team that Vegas doesn't seem to like all that much. Every time I look up, BYU's an underdog, and they don't lose. They beat TCU 66-42. That's a rivalry game. 66 points they hung on them. Beat Florida State 42-16. Not that Florida State's good, but they are talented. And then they go on the road and beat Louisville 34-27 when Louisville was in the top 25. I'm not sitting here saying SMU's not good. I don't know that there's a lot of teams in college football that I would take as a 7.5-point favorite over Pitt right now. And I think that there is a certain level of disrespect that Pitt is dealing with right now. And I think that that aids them. Like, I think that is such a Narduzzi wheelhouse thing. Like, oh, okay, we're going on the road. We're undefeated. And you think that they're more than a touchdown favorite over us? I think Narduzzi loves that kind of stuff. And I think he's as good as anybody in the country at stirring the pot a little bit with that. Like, he's going to have these guys itching to go.
Especially the way the defense plays has been playing the last two games, and especially clearly the last game. You had 9 days to prepare, too. Like, that's very significant, especially for college football. And whenever you're playing significant football games and your defense played the way that it did and created so many turnovers, and you got a young quarterback who's trying to figure his way back to what he was doing in the beginning of the year, having that 9 days, and clearly Holstein is ready to go. But that's what I don't understand about the line, too, because, you know, what was it, overtime in the Duke game for SMU?
Night game overtime.
Night game overtime. You got Pitt. Has they're 9 games up. To prepare. Yeah, they're banged up. That's just, you know, if you're Narduzzi, you're absolutely right, Crowley. Like, you're using this as fuel, and especially the way your defense has been playing.
I tell you one thing that will be interesting to watch, because I just pulled up the forecast and it's improved for the game.
Yes, thank goodness.
Is the rain? It's scattered thunderstorms now, as opposed to like a deluge. Oh. I will say this: if you're the odds makers and you think it's going to be a torrential downpour, SMU's got the number one rush offense and rush defense in the ACC. So they're the best rushing team, and they have the best rushing defense. You'd seldom say over Pat Narduzzi's tenure that Pitt would be beneficial for it to be clear skies and blue skies and bad weather would not benefit Pitt. This would be a year where that would be the exception, right? It'd be different. So if the forecast improves, Pitt's got the better passing game. By far, in my opinion. Now, in terms of like drop back throw at the RPOs and stuff, SMU's talented out there. But be interesting to see if it continues to improve. Does that impact the line? Are people saying, okay, the bad weather favors the home team in this one? You know, they're going to run the ball. I think the over-under is 58.5, which is the lowest I've seen for a Pitt game in some time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are they favoring the possession, run the ball type team?
If I may, deluge. I mean, just excellent word usage. I mean, that's great stuff right there.
Big word.